Jesus Christ is so good, y'all. He is, man, the Lord Jesus Christ is God. He has the power to literally transform our lives beyond our wildest imagination. When I was first ordained, I was assigned to Christ the King on LSU's campus. And on day one of my job, I began to work with these two awesome campus ministers, Jordan and Julie. And one of the things that we discerned was that we wanted to do a lot of Bible studies. Because we knew that the Word of God, Jesus Christ, His Word, had the power to transform that campus of LSU. And so we just started doing Bible studies with frat students and sorority students and kids who had been away from the Catholic Church for years. We went on campus and were doing Bible studies in their dorms and at our offices. And man, these Bible studies began to take off. And what we saw was all these students who left the church from whenever they went to high school to college, who hadn't been to church in sometimes even 4 years, all of a sudden these students started coming back. They started coming back to Mass, started coming back to confession, they started coming back to praise and worship and adoration and getting plugged in at our Catholic Student Center. And one of the young ladies who started coming was a young lady who she had been away from the church for 4 years. It was her last year of college. And all of her closest friends were now coming to Christ the King. They were coming to Mass. They were coming to participate in our Bible studies. And they were always at the Catholic Student Center. And she did not feel comfortable coming because she hadn't been in so long. She did not agree with the Catholic Church's teachings. She did not agree with Jesus Christ and what He taught us in the Sacred Scriptures. And so she really struggled with coming to Christ the King. But this was her community. Her closest friends were now always on our campus, and she didn't want to be alone. And so she came to me and she said, "Look, Father, here's the thing. I never expected that my last year of college, after being away from the church for all these years, I never expected that my closest group of friends would all of a sudden want to spend our last year at LSU at church all the time. Like, this was not part of my plan. And I got to be honest with you, Father, I don't agree with what Jesus says in the Scriptures. I don't agree with the way that you preach. Like, I don't like the way you preach." She said, I don't agree with a lot of the things that the church teaches. I don't like praise and worship music. I don't understand adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. I have to be honest with you. I don't feel comfortable coming here. So what am I supposed to do? It's my last year of college, but all my friends are always here. So I told her, I said, "I just want to extend an invitation to you to just keep coming. I don't expect you to change your ways. I don't expect you to change the way that you're living your life. I don't expect you to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I don't expect you to believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. I don't expect you to believe that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. I don't expect you to like my sermons. I just want to invite you to keep coming. That's it. Just keep coming. You don't have to agree with anything that Jesus Christ says, with anything that His church teaches. Just keep showing up. I want you to know that I want you to know you have a home here at Christ the King." And so she kept coming. And she would meet with me like every 3 weeks. In the beginning, every 3 weeks, she would say the same thing. "I still don't get it. I still don't feel comfortable here, but I'm coming. I'm coming." I kept saying, "Thank you. Just keep coming." And by the end of that year, her last year at the university, she came consistently to our Bible study. She came consistently to Mass, to adoration, to our different events, to praise and worship. By the end of that year, right, unbeknownst to me, God did something in her heart just by her spending that time with God. And God began to change her in ways that she never expected to be changed. And towards the end of the year, the discussion was no longer, "I don't believe in the Bible and I don't believe in Jesus Christ," but it was, "I can't get enough of the Bible. I believe that Jesus Christ is God, and I think that Jesus Christ is inviting me to become a nun." Right? So I didn't do anything. It was, she kept coming to Jesus as she was, with all of her mess, with all of her brokenness, with all of her doubts, with all of her struggles, with all of her concerns, with all of her frustrations, with all of her disbelief. She just kept coming, and Jesus Christ welcomed her where she was. In the messiness of her life, He welcomed her and He invited her to this new intimacy with Him. He did it all. Now, I'm not saying that if you keep coming to Mass and you start participating in our Bible studies, that God's going to call you all to become nuns. That's not going to happen. Though we have some nuns in the back. Hey, Sister Anna, I see you. Wait, we really do. Hey, Sister Anna, she's going to join our parish. So I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that if we come and encounter Jesus Christ just as we are, like authentically as we are, raw and real, He will work with us where we're at, and what needs to be changed in our life, we don't have to do the changing. He will do it all for us. His grace is sufficient. His grace is enough. Jesus Christ is not scared to enter into the messiness of our lives. When He came to us 2,000 years ago in the incarnation, when He was born, He wasn't born in some nice, sanitary, clean hospital. He did not come in a palace. He entered our humanity in a cave with donkeys and horses and their manure. And it stunk really bad. And that's where God chose to enter into humanity, in a place that was cold and not very welcoming, and it stunk. He wanted to dwell there. And then He encountered people like the shepherds through His angels, these shepherds who were going about their own life. And He invited them to do something unexpected, to leave their sheep and to come somewhere new. And because they came somewhere new, those shepherd boys encountered the Son of God as a baby, and their lives were changed forever. And then shortly after that, He encountered the Magi, and He invited them to come. And they could have said, you know what? We believe in the Spirit of God. We're going to go and bring gifts to God in our own way, in the place that we're comfortable, like the beach or like somewhere in the mountains. But they chose to go where they were called, which was an uncomfortable place, which was a cave. And because they went to that place that was messy and that was dirty and that was not clean, they too experienced a transformation beyond their wildest imaginations. And their encounter with Jesus Christ set them on a new course of life. Jesus Christ can do the same thing for all of us if we just get a little bit uncomfortable and go out of ourselves in a new way for Him. You know, sometimes whenever it's the holiday season, for Christmas or for Easter, we come to Mass with our families, and it's the only time we come to Mass during the whole year. Well, maybe Jesus Christ is saying, look, I know that you doubt me sometimes, and I know that you don't believe that I really want a personal relationship with you, but if you just start coming to Mass every single Sunday, I will reveal myself to you in a new way. Don't just come twice a year, come every Sunday. Get uncomfortable, right? Shake up your schedule a little bit and start coming to Mass every single Sunday. I'm not asking you to believe in me yet. I'm not asking you to believe that my word is authentic. I'm not asking you to like the teachings of the Catholic Church. I'm just asking you to come consistently. That might shake up our life. That might mess things up a little bit. But Jesus Christ is not saying you have to change and be perfect to come to my church. He's just saying, just come as you are and watch what I will do for you and your life. Or maybe we're already coming to Mass every single Sunday, and God is saying, well, you know what? I'm still calling you to get a little bit more uncomfortable. I don't just want to see you for an hour. Or I guess that Father Josh is preaching an hour and 15 minutes every single Sunday, right? I want to see you every day. How about you give me some consistent, intentional time on your calendar every single day in prayer? Which might mean that we might have to wake up 20 minutes early, because we know that the second we wake up, we're going and we're going and we're going. There's no way we're going to have time for some alone time with Jesus Christ. So we might have to get a little bit uncomfortable and set our alarm earlier to wake us up in the morning to spend that time with Jesus. Or maybe we're already spending consistent time with Jesus, but we're not doing it with the Bible yet. And He's inviting us, hey, look, I want you to have intimacy with me, not just in conversation in your prayer, but I want you to have intimacy with me in the word that I wrote for you in the sacred scriptures. And we may say, but I don't feel comfortable with the Bible. I mean, I don't even know where to start with the Bible. I don't understand the scriptures. They don't make sense to me. But we have something for you. We have Bible studies going on here at Holy Rosary, right? Jamie, every Monday night at 6 o'clock, every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., right? On Saturday, we're going to do a Bible timeline, a retreat with the Bible to help you understand the Bible. We have other small group Bible studies that are happening in our adult formation building and in people's homes. We want you to get plugged into the Word of God. Get uncomfortable. Let Him shake up your calendar just a little bit. Right, we have a choir that you can join, or we're going to start having praise and worship here next year a lot. But you might say, but you know what? I'm uncomfortable with singing in front of people because I don't sing that well. Look, trust me. I know you don't sing that well. I hear you at Mass. Did y'all hear what I just heard when Deacon Stephen asked y'all to sing? Y'all sounded terrible. You really did. I get it. I really, really get it. But guess what? But God still wants to hear your voice. And he might be saying, get a little bit uncomfortable and start singing for me and embarrass yourself for me, because watch what I would do if you would start praising me and worshiping me. Right? Maybe you are already rooted in the Word of God. Maybe you're already rooted in praise and worship and in Mass every Sunday. And maybe God's saying, well, now I want to invite you into a new relationship with other members of the body of Christ. Not only your brothers and sisters in this community at Holy Rosary, but the saints in heaven. You might say, but I've never talked to the saints. I've never prayed with the saints to you, Jesus. And he's saying, well, now's that season. Now's that season to go deeper with every single member of the body of Christ, both those on earth and those in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ is calling all of us to get uncomfortable with that girl at LSU experience, that transformation that she experienced because she allowed herself to be uncomfortable for an entire year is not isolated to her alone. Because she went out of herself and because she went to where the body of Christ was, the body of Christ was able to transform her life. That's what happened with the Magi. That's what happened with the shepherd boys. That's what can happen to you and I. This Christmas season, I want to invite us all to just get a little bit more uncomfortable and to go out of our comfort zone. And I'm not inviting us to say, like, I expect you to believe everything the church teaches. I'm not saying I expect you to believe that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God. I'm just inviting you to get uncomfortable and to come. Just show up as you are. Just show up as you are to our Bible studies. Show up as you are to adoration, to praise and worship, to Mass on Sundays, to daily Mass. Just show up as you are to the body of Jesus Christ. Right? No expectations. And watch what Jesus Christ would do. But we got to be consistent. We got to actually go out and watch what Jesus Christ would do. So come. Come as you are. Right? We don't have to change to come to church. It would be Jesus Christ who would change what needs to be changed in us by his grace alone. Come now so that we can encounter Jesus in this life. And when we encounter Jesus Christ in his transformative love in this life, we can have the opportunity to dwell with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity.